If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone. And AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide is brought to you by the World Boxing Council, the WBC.
That is just a fact of life.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history, Pedro Fernandez.
Woo, it's gonna be good.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide and WBC TV on Twitch TV. Straight up, we're often imitated but hardly duplicated. The original podcast, 37, make that 38 plus years now of knocking out all bums. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. When I say modest, think caps. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion, so I can fight at one point in time, and I'm an award-winning boxing writer, so I can write. So I know a little bit about boxing, but guess what? The average fan, they know a little bit more. So I open up the text line at the top of each hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide and WBC TV, so you can text us here in the studio. If you want something to say, you got something to say, you want to drop a bomb on me, you can. The text number, 415-275-1613. The studio text line, once again, 415-275-1613. Well, we're less than 24 hours removed, of course, from the heavyweight champion of the world, Tyson Fury, now 32-0-1. One draw, of course, Deontay Wilder, 23 stops last night, stopping Dillian White, the mandatory WBC contender in the first round. Of course, White came in, he was game, but he got outboxed for five rounds, and then he got drilled in the sixth round with an uppercut. Bottom line is the time was 2:49 of round number six. We'll hear from Tyson Fury. Of course, Dillian White, he was game, but he had two chances, like I told you, slim and none, and Slim was out of town. Just like that guy last week, slim and none. When guys don't have a chance, they don't have a chance. But Ugas, Ugas, the Cuban last week, when he failed to jump on Errol Spence like that, man, he should be arrested for impersonating a professional fighter. What was he thinking? Here's the only opportunity. He's the opponent. He's been brought in to lose. He's a decided underdog. He gets this one chance where he knocks the guy's mouthpiece out and puts him semi on queer street and does nothing about it. Shame on you. Shame on the Cuban. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Larry Merchant will be here today. Ken Adams will be here today. And of course, as will we'll spend some time, of course, with Tyson Fury. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide and WBC TV.
Clever girl, seems I can't remember when. There was a time I didn't have you on my mind, but you suddenly.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Let's say your business does $10,000 to $15,000 or more monthly revenue. There are times when you need more cash flow to run your business, right? Well, if you're a business owner in this situation, you need to call the Merchant Funding Line. We don't play by bank rules. We're a direct lender with the power to approve deals. We look at your business and we decide how much money to lend you, good credit or bad credit, even if your business was affected by the recent pandemic. If your business is solid, we can lend you up to $500,000 in one day. That's $500,000 in one day. Use the money for anything you think is right to run your business. If you need money, call now to learn how easy it is to get up to $500,000 in as little as one day. 800-905-7186. 800-905-7186. 800-905-7186. That's 800-905-7186.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now.
You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Now, more Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
And this is like 1960s Tower of Power. That thing sounds so slow. It sounds like those guys are on heroin or something like that. Yeah, Tower of Power back like 1970, 71, something like that. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing, not music. Straight up, the Gypsy King, of course, undefeated now, 32 and zip. That one draw, of course, is Deontay Wilder, which he raced not once but twice. 23 KOs, of course, a spectacular knockout last night. Dillian White. Dillian came to fight, but Dillian wasn't in the same league as far as Tyson Fury's concerns, skill set-wise. But at the end of the night, 94,000 people were entertained. I mean, 94,000 people. Holy cow. The Beatles couldn't draw 94,000 people. Mike Tyson couldn't draw 94,000 people. Muhammad Ali couldn't draw 94,000 people. And this guy drew 94,000 people. I'm talking about Tyson Fury. He drew 94,000 people in an hour and a half. In an hour. No, actually, it was 90,000 seats, and then they came up with 4,000 extra seats like a couple weeks later or something like that. But 94,000 seats in less than a couple hours. He sold 94,000 seats in less than a couple hours. Now, that's like mega superstar type of stuff, okay? He doesn't even need to fight here in the United States. In fact, the fight wasn't even a real entity here in the United States, considering the fact that he's the world heavyweight champion. But the world heavyweight champion is no longer American. So when he's no longer American, he doesn't have to fight here. Straight up. Great night for the people in the UK. Of course, they had two Englishmen going at it. It was a good bout for five or six rounds. And, of course, it went the way it was supposed to be. And Tyson Fury is still the world heavyweight champion. Outside of, but it's this way. Outside of a couple of bitter, maybe future opponents, I think everybody's happy last night, including Tyson Fury.
Tyson tonight. You said you were going to go out in spectacular fashion. Is this the way you say farewell to this great sport of boxing?
What better does it get than this? 94,000 people, Capital Stadium, in my own country's capital city. It does not get any better than this. 94,000 people broke all records in boxing in modern day history.
Walk me through how you set up that uppercut, because it seemed like it was the first time you threw it all night.
You know, we was touching him with a jab, breaking him up with the jab and the check hook. I wanted him to keep going downstairs with them hooks to the body. And at the right time, I was going to bring the right uppercut straight through the middle. And I saw it slip, bang. It landed like a peach, bang on the chin, and I knew it was over. And when the referee was allowing him to continue, I was like, no, do not. Because it's them times where they take one more punch and they end up disabled. So referee Mark Lyson deserves a lot of credit tonight for stopping that fight. It was a fantastic from Mark Lyson. The British Boxer Border Control, big shout out to you guys. And Mark Lyson, you got it right tonight, mate.
Walk me through that four round when things started to get rough between you two and the cut transpired on his side.
Say that question again, sir.
Walk me through that fourth round when things started to get rough and the cut happened.
You know, this is not ballet dancing. This is heavyweight boxing. Emotions are running high in there. And he started coming in with the elbow and forearm. But I'm not a complainer. I'm a fighting man. It's what we do for a living. I've got no animosity towards Dylan White. You know, he's a great fighter, but he fought a legend in here tonight.
I saw a smile like I'd never seen on your father's face on the other side of the ring right now. He was so proud of you. What did it mean to you to do it in front of him and in front of these fans?
It was fantastic. You know, my dad's not been here for 4 years, and he got to see his son become a legend in the game tonight in front of the 94,000 people. He's got to be very proud, and, you know, I just want to go home now and spend some time with my wife and kids. And my trainer, we're going to grill, we're going to drink, we're going to party. Late on into the night, into early hours, we deserved it. You know, we put the work in 14 weeks for this, and it was worth every day. All the dedication that we put in was worth it when it shook.
Damn right it was.
And finally, America made you a superstar, and tonight your homecoming was complete. What sensation do the fans leave you?
It was fantastic, but before we go, I want to bring in Francis Ngannou. Francis, come here, ESPN, ESPN.
Is this your next fight?
I'm the boxing heavyweight champion, UFC heavyweight champion. He's in great shape, look at the muscles on him.
And we're going to find out who is the baddest motherfucker on the planet.
Good man, Francis.
Yes.
We apologize for the language.
I guess a couple of months, then I'll be right back on my feet.
We'll speak. He's a good looking Javi, isn't he?
Yeah.
Have you got a big Corey?
Huh?
You got to be Corey.
Big what?
Hey, this is getting off the chains, but will we see it in the octagon or will we see it in the ring?
Yeah, good
job. Tyson Fury, of course, and Francis Ngannou showing the class that he doesn't have there on the air. Straight up, it was live television last night. Of course, the pay-per-view broadcast coming to us from Wembley Stadium, 94,000 people. A man that's been to Wembley a few times is on the line from Southern California. I'm talking about the retired HBO godfather, Mr. Larry Merchant. 94,000 people. Ali never sold 94,000 seats, Godfather. Nobody ever did.
Well, in the modern era, only in Britain could you draw that many paid fans unless, who knows, you never know.
Yeah.
What's going to happen when Spence fights, what's his name?
Crawford.
You know, they'll fill the ballpark in Dallas. But no, there are no 94,000 seat stadiums that are going to be welcoming a heavyweight championship or even know what it's about.
You know, at the back of the turn of the century, the 19th to the 20th century, here in San Francisco, we used to have boxing was outlawed. So they had boxing on the border of Daly City, California, which is like right on like 8 miles. Anyway, bottom line is you walk across the street to the border of Daly City and they would build these outdoor arenas for 100,000 people. Do we lose the Godfather? We lost him. We'll get him back. Oh, yeah, so we had to just get Larry back on the phone. So we would have these arenas out here on Mission Street in Daly City, right off the San Francisco border. They would have like 100,000 people out there. They would build an outdoor stadium out of wood. That doesn't sound safe to me, but they would build an outdoor stadium out of wood, and they would have 100,000 people on fight to see a fight. I kid you not. So 100,000 people, it's not uncommon in the past for there to be a boxing match here in Daly City, California that had 100,000 people in it. So I think Stanley Ketchel fought out there. Jack Johnson fought out there. So there was 100,000 people in fights here in the Bay Area, but I don't remember 100,000 people in any other area of the world outside of the UK. Take that back. The Philippines did a million people. A couple hundred thousand people for a Luisito Espinoza fight, but that was free and it was outdoors. But outside of that, 94,000 seats. You got to give the Gypsy King some props there, Godfather. He sold those seats.
Yep, and so did Spence a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, he sold 30-something, I think they did 39,000 seats, something like that.
Right, and for a fighter who hadn't been in the ring for a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
So, at the highest level, there is a consciousness of it's a place to be and be seen. And So we've had some pretty good fights in the last few months, and Tyson Fury, I thought they would just play it out and spar it out, but Fury wanted to make a statement, and he did.
Yeah. Okay, speaking of making the statements, the Cuban, Erdi Ugas, was a decided underdog last week. He was losing, and then that one opportunity came for him to win, and he sort of dropped the ball there. In other words, if you knock the mouthpiece out of a guy's mouth, you don't apologize for it.
You know, I came away from watching that fight feeling totally fulfilled.
Okay.
Spence surprised me that after his inactivity and his physical issues, that he could fight at that nonstop pace for 9 rounds.
I agree.
I'm looking at that. From that fight, I was astonished and found it to be a delicious meal.
Okay. Now, often we've heard athletes, you and I have had athletes retire in front of us and then come back 1,000 different times. If Tyson Fury is out, who is the heir apparent to his heavyweight throne? Would it be Oleg Usyk, Anthony? I mean, who would you think?
Well, I think the conventional wisdom is Usyk.
Yeah.
Right now, but conventional wisdom often winds up on the canvas.
That's cool.
I don't know. I'm sure Tyson Fury has enough money to retire, but I don't know if he's the retiring type.
Okay.
He loves the big stage, and he's the greatest showman the game has had since Ali. And it shows that boxing, which originated in Great Britain, is still a popular sport there.
It's their sport. It's the Marcus of Queensbury. That's where that's where glove combat sort of started, of course, with the Marcus of Queensbury. Bottom line is, though, the UK fans showed up, 94,000 people. They just sold probably 250,000 seats to that fight if they had an arena big enough. Oleg Usyk would be the heir apparent. So, in your opinion, is he done or is he talking?
I don't know. I mean, he's in the emotion of the moment, he may have said some things that when he goes home at night, rethink. But if going back home and putting on that show for 94,000 people live, and who knows how many pay-per-views in Britain alone, maybe he wants to save some money for his grandchildren.
You know what? I thought the biggest moment ever, as far as I was concerned, as far as UK boxing was concerned, was when Prince Nassim Ahmed came in on that magic carpet. I mean, I still think that when he fought with Johnny. Remember that one? He fought with Johnny Bungu, and he came in on a magic carpet. It was up above the ring. It was, like, amazing. And I said to myself, nothing could ever outdo this in the UK. And then Tyson Fury comes around and sells 95,000 seats in an hour and a half. That's amazing.
Yep. And I remember remarking that I wish the magic carpet would keep going until it reached Iceland.
Hey, I met the Rolling Stones that night, Puff Daddy that night. That was a big night for running into people in the UK at the fights. No, the Beatles weren't there, but just about everybody else was.
But there's a passion for the sport that's
unbridled.
That's, yes, vital, but it also that it's hard to duplicate. And over there, and I mean, every pub in the empire was tuned to the fight, and people cheering and so on. So Tyson Fury has touched a nerve and brought it to life internationally. I mean, when you think about it, the international stars in our lifetime were Ali and
Tyson. Mike Tyson?
Tyson to a degree and for a short period of time, yes.
I got a question for you. Is Jim Lampley going to respect Tyson Fury now? I mean, he came in pretty decent shape last night and came through the performance. The last time Tyson Fury fought Jim Lampley, Lamps, North Carolina Tar Heel alumni, said that he was a fat slob and that kind of stuff.
Well, he gives the, he when he's not in shape, and he often has been in the past, not been in shape in the past, he looks that, but he's a 6'9"
man,
athletic prize fighter who knows how to box, and as we've seen in his recent fights, is willing to exchange with his opponents. So, you know, give the man credit.
Well, I give you all the credit. So how's the comeback going? Are you still doing your road work?
Yep, and I'll be out there very soon. It's 80-plus degrees here and no wind.
Okay.
And I need a day like that just to walk on, along the ocean.
Say hello to the God Mama. We'll talk next week, sir. Thank you for your time.
You got it, Pedro.
The one, the only, the Hall of Famer himself, Mr. Larry Merchant on Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery and confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
We heard from the classless Francis Ngannou in that prior segment there. Of course, him being the UFC heavyweight title holder, of course, the Ultimate Fighting Championships. They're not really, how can I put this? The UFC is the UFC. The heavyweight championship is not like the heavyweight championship of boxing. How do I put that? You're the company guy. If you're the UFC guy, you're the company guy. In other words, you've got to do what Dana says. Dana White being the grand poobah, per se, of the UFC, all right? Now, Francis Ngannou is not a guy that's going to play to Dana White's tunes. And I told you in the past that Dana White, having been a policeman here in San Francisco for a significant period of time, I came in contact with a lot of pimps. Pimps mean guys that put sex workers on the street, okay? They couldn't get away with paying the sex workers what Dana White gets away with paying his fighters. It just couldn't happen. I mean, Dana White pays his fighters between 10 and 20%. Some people say it's as low as 9%, but you figure between 10 and 20% of the entire package. In other words, the UFC made $279 million, I believe, last year, and only 10 to 15% of that went to the fighters. I mean, think about that. I mean, holy cow. If you're running a stable of hookers, per se, and you've got these hookers working for you real cheap, guess what? You're going to make some money. The hookers aren't going to make any money. Eventually, they're going to get burned out because this is a tough, tough business. In other words, what I'm trying to tell you is that fighting in a cage, you know, the preparation is crazy. And even if you win, you take a beating in some of those fights. I mean, not too many guys win and just, you know, roll over and look pretty and that kind of good stuff. I mean, you take your lumps in the world of mixed martial arts. That's why Dana's got a stranglehold on the game. Fair fact that there's no legacy. You can't build a legacy. In other words, you know, Dominic gets the heavyweight championship of the world, right? Well, guess what? The heavyweight title's only been defended three times in its in the most, and that was by Stipe Miocic. What I'm trying to tell you is that he's already been beat up to the point, Dominic has, to the point where, you know, when he's become heavyweight champ, he's had a few miles taken off him, so then a couple of fights, bang, he's done. Just like Amanda Nunes. She was on top of the world, the lioness, okay? You're done in a heartbeat in the world of mixed martial arts. And guess what? Dana's not there to take care of you. What happened to Chris Cyborg Santos? Considered the best female, I didn't say that. Considered the best female fighter in MMA history. And, of course, what did Dana White say about her? She looked like Anderson Silva in drag. She could probably kick Dana White's ass and mine as well. But the bottom line is, of course, Dana sucked her into that last fight on her contract. Said, just fight this one girl, and then we're going to give you the rematch with anybody you want. Amanda Nunes, maybe in a Ronda Rousey match, something like that, blah, blah. So Dana conned her, right? Once she had the fight and she won, Dana said, we don't want to do business with you ever again. So he took the best women's MMA fighter for a long time and just cast her to the curb. So Dana's a piece of spit. And when I say spit on the show, you know I mean spit with an H. Right, you can spell. He is. I mean, he's the worst guy that's ever come along. And everybody says, oh, you know, Dana's just a company guy. He's a businessman. No, he's a pimp. Businessmen take care of their employees to an extent. Dana doesn't. They're all independent contractors. It's like this WWE mold. That's what he did, was he sort of grabbed the mold of the WWE. He sort of combined the world of wrestling entertainment and boxing, and that's what you have in the UFC and Dana White. But Dana is the ultimate. He is the master. There's nobody else in control. He's the one ultimate god in the world of mixed martial arts, and I don't think that's good, because I think that when you have total control like that, it's not good for any. We need some competition in the world of mixed martial arts. Anyway, back to the World Heavyweight Championship as far as Francis Ngannou is concerned. Him and Tyson Fury, these two guys can make it happen because of the fact they're both sort of semi-independent contractors. Tyson Fury's talked about retiring. If he retired from boxing, he retired from boxing. If he had a mixed martial arts fight with this guy, it probably wouldn't be the same. Unless their contracts have appearances in them and things like that. I remember when Don King tried to get Hector Camacho to defend the lightweight championship, Hector just gave up the title. He said, no, I'm not going to do it. And then Don said, well, after that, Don realized he got outsmarted in contract negotiations and put in the contract any appearances, not only title offenses, but appearances. Now, Francis Ngannou is a free agent as far as the UFC is concerned. He wouldn't sign a new contract. Tyson Fury is basically a free agent having semi-retired from boxing. What am I trying to tell you is that the Yahoo Sports guys and this and that are putting this down, but I think there's a significant chance this fight will happen. And I say that because of the money. Because I thought that John Jones and Francis Ngannou were going to be the biggest MMA fight of history, and that wouldn't involve the UFC at all. Because John Jones said, F you to the UFC, and so did Francis Ngannou to an extent, okay? So those two guys wouldn't have been involved. But outside of Tyson Fury versus Ngannou, that's the biggest fight in MMA history, without a doubt. But Ngannou and Tyson Fury, holy cow, 95,000 people, Wembley Stadium, the UK, put it there, put it on pay-per-view around the world. That'll be the biggest event in the history of combat sports, bigger than Ali Frazier. I hate to say it, maybe not more important than Ali Frazier, but bigger than Ali Frazier, bigger than Tyson Spinks, bigger than any fight ever. This will be the biggest fight in the history of combat sports. Francis Ngannou, he's 17-3. Of course, the three fights he lost, of course, all the decisions in the world of the UFC. He has a professional boxing background. He was a boxer originally out of Cameroon, and then he boxed out of Paris, France. I think he went like 3 or 4 or 5 and 1, something like that. But I think he got knocked out in that one fight. So maybe his chin isn't all that great. Straight up, him and Francis Ngannou and Tyson Fury for all the marbles. Let's do it in 2023. You are listening to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, or watching Ring Talk Live Worldwide, of course, on Twitch.tv or WBC TV, courtesy of Veev TV. Of course, come to you every Tuesday live on Veev TV. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, often imitated but never duplicated. 37, make that 38 plus years now of knocking out all bums. Guess what? Alexis Arguello's birthday passed this week. He would have been 70 or 71 years old. I think he's 70. But the bottom line is, of course, he passed away in 2009. It was either a gunshot. He passed away from a gunshot, but it was either self-inflicted or it wasn't. And now the more and more and more I'm hearing about it, I'm thinking it wasn't. Okay, I'm just thinking it was. Remember, he and I had that conversation 3 weeks before he died, and he was telling me, coming down to Managua, we're going to have a big announcement, this and that. Well, the announcement never happened. I never went to Managua, and 3 weeks later, he was dead. Coincidence? Perhaps. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look in the world of boxing and MMA. Speaking of boxing, MMA, Mr. MMA, Mr. Mike Tyson, he MMA'd some guy in an airplane. We'll talk about that in depth after the break.
Do you love driving, but you don't love your car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. It's easy to refinance your car payment. Just call today to get your no-obligation quote and find out how much you can save. To qualify for a lower car payment, your car should be less than 10 years old, have less than 125,000 miles, and you've made at least 6 on-time payments. Call Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your rate and your payment by refinancing. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. Call today and see how much you can save. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. That's 800-871-9417. Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Are you looking to start a business? From side hustles to major business opportunity? Franchise 123 connects franchise buyers with sellers. And we have over 4,000 franchises for you to choose from. In one simple 30-second call, our live agents will sign you up to the platform. This is not a hard sales call either. We give you free access to our database. Yes, free access, no cost. We are the largest online franchise database in the world. You can find 95% of all businesses. Buying a franchise doesn't have to be complicated. We make it easy. And right now, some have no startup fees. You can turn your special skill into a franchise business or go full scale with all the top franchise businesses in the world. Sign up with Franchise 123 now and get your free guide to franchise success now. Call 800-433-0539, 800-433-0539, or text Franchise 123 to 63566. Text Franchise 123 to 63566.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess.
Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
You're irritating me now.
Yeah, Mike Tyson. Don't irritate Mike Tyson. Of course, Mike Tyson, the former heavyweight champion of the world, two-time world heavyweight champion, 1984, almost got into the Olympics in 1984, sort of like place number two or three in the country, of course, as a heavyweight, 200 pounds, not heavyweight, super heavyweight, a heavyweight. Anyway, bottom line is, Mike Tyson's been retired from boxing for a while. And Mike Tyson said a couple of years ago, he was talking about, you know, clowns on social media and this and that. He said something to the point where, you know, social media has got you guys to the point, make you so comfortable that you realize you can talk all the smack and not get punched in the face, okay? And he's right to an extent because, you know, people talk a lot of smack. I'm seeing it on the street. I mean, people get more bold than you can imagine nowadays, especially people of a certain persuasion. They just get more bold than they ever have in the past. I mean, like one guy told me to go shop at my own store. I didn't know where I was in Piedmont, California, which is upscale Oakland. The guy told me to go shop at my own store. I didn't know what he meant. Then I realized what he meant. He would go shop in the ghetto, okay? The bottom line is Mike Tyson got insulted, and then he got kicked, and then the guy threw a bottle at him, this and that, and then Mike turned around and started threw some blows at him. The guy ended up having a little cut on his face, this and that. I'd have done him worse than that. But you know what you got to do with guys like that is you got to slap the spit out of them. And when I say spit, I mean spit with an H. And I just mean slap them. You leave fingerprints in their face. This is the best way you can... Bam, you leave a handprint in their face. This is what they take home with them. That's why I like slapping people. That's why I prefer to slap people instead of punch people, because they go home and they leave my slap mark on the rest of the, on their face for the rest of the day, if not a week or something like that. But the bottom line is Tyson lit him up on the plane. Of course, Tyson in town to see my buddy Burner. Of course, Burner being the marijuana burner, the baron of marijuana. Of course, the guy that came along with the cookies empire, of course, is worth over $1 billion now. In 1997, when I met Burner, he was selling joints out on Geary Boulevard at the Hemp Center, and he told me, "I'm going to be a rapper, and I'm going to be a big guy in the weed business." I said, yeah, okay, just sell me the weed. He was selling weed back then. Just sell me the weed. Bottom line is, he is a big guy in the weed business. He has a rap thing going on as well. But he and Mike Tyson got together at Hippie Hill here in San Francisco in Golden Gate Park, and they had a little 420. That was Wednesday, 420, of course, the marijuana celebration day, whatever it was. Anyway, Mike was there. Mike was having a good time. Some clown pulled a gun on Mike at the event. I mean, that's in San Francisco. Some guy pulled a gun on Mike at the event. Mike can't go nowhere without people acting a fool. And I can understand that. I can understand that because people seem to seek out not only celebrities, but non-celebrities. I mean, people act a fool nowadays. I mean, you know, that guy that chased me in the road rage incident last year, he chased me, what, from the studio? He chased me all the way to Pine Street. Pine Street and Franklin Street. That's like a mile and a half, 2 miles. He's chasing me. I can't believe it. So finally, he gets to me a point where he corners me at a stoplight and I can't get out. So I jump out the car first. I have to light him up like the White House Christmas tree, which I did. And I'll never forget, everybody was filming that one. Now, where were all those movies? Why didn't that get to YouTube? Because I was wearing my Ali t-shirt, too. It was like, clocked his ass. Anyway, but the bottom line is people are intrusive. People pop off. People are racist. It's just like people have no couth anymore. Something came along about 8 or 10 years ago, and maybe longer than that. Maybe it was the Reagan era. But when people just started to disrespect people of color, and then it sort of became, you know, you can call people the N-word, like when you're talking amongst people, and, you know, and then you couldn't. And now they just say it. Now they just say it. People just say things. They just say it. You're a no good MMA. Whoa. But that's what people say now. There's no holding back. In the old days, they used to hold back and like wink at you. You know, they would do wink. Racism would be like a wink. But now it's just blatantly out there again, like it was in the 50s and before that. So what am I trying to tell you? The country's going for the worst. Anyway, as far as Mike Tyson beating this dude's ass is concerned, the guy's not going to press any charges. He was drunk as a skunk. I would have made him look a lot worse than that. You have got to really, really put guys in their spot when they do that to you. You just have to. And you, I mean, if I was with a girl, I mean, I would have warned him. Listen, I would have warned him one time. I said, listen, man, stop kicking my seat. He'd have kicked my seat again. I'd have turned around. That'd have been it. I wouldn't have been, and I wouldn't have won over the seat. I went around the seat. I'd have got good, clean shots on him, okay? I wouldn't have been punched. I thought Mike was at a severe disadvantage punching over the seat like that. And he was. And I think Mike, if Mike really wanted to mess him up, Mike would have grabbed him by the hair and punched him once. Okay? I mean, that would bump, right? My Dominic, grab him by the hair once and punch him. That'd have been it. Okay? But he didn't do that. He was just like bitch slapping him that would be almost a good way to put it. Anyway, at the end of the night, the guy evidently needed some medical attention. Mike Tyson got off the plane. This was here in San Francisco. So I wasn't of the opinion whether he was coming or going, because I think it was in the afternoon. So I think he was going, leaving San Francisco, of course, from the Hippie Hill marijuana celebration he had with Burner and all his buddies out there. But listen, Mike Tyson's a peaceful dude now. He's not the heavyweight champion of the world anymore. He doesn't want to chew off people's neck and spit in their throat and that kind of stuff. He's not there anymore. He's the mellowest guy in the world. When he did that exhibition with Roy Jones, he smoked like two or three joints before he went out there. I mean, that's how mellow this dude is. So why is it that people want to mess with him? I mean, I remember when Mitch Blood Green, the former New York City Golden Glove champion, he wanted a fight with Mike Tyson. So, I mean, a professional boxing match with Mike Tyson, he couldn't get one. So he went out there and he started some trouble with Tyson at a Harlem clothing store about 2 or 3 in the morning. And he got his eye closed for that. But he got a fight out of it. Okay, he got a fight out of it and made a couple of bucks. But this guy here, all he got was an ass whipping and an embarrassment. But guess what? To some of those people, they're going to treat him like he was a king. You stood up to that black man. You stood up to that end guy. I know it sounds a little racist, but that's just the way it is. To some guys, he will be a hero. As far as Mike Tyson's boxing career is concerned, you know he's done. I mean, why does somebody say to me, you think Mike Tyson come back and have one more fight? He had the exhibition with Roy Jones. He was pleased with that. I think they called it a draw for political purposes, which was really cool. I mean, two guys went out there and they had some fun. They made some money. But as far as fighting real guys are concerned, you wouldn't put Mike Tyson in the ring with Tyson Fury, would you? I mean, 6'9" against 5'9"? Come on, there's only a foot difference there in height, okay? And in fact, forget the age, about the height, okay? And as far as the rest of the heavyweight division is concerned, Mike Tyson, he's too old. I mean, why not keep – I get, especially after this airplane incident, I get all these emails, you know, texts, and you think Mike Tyson come back? Was it a publicity stunt so he can make some type of comeback and have another fight? Mike Tyson's selling weed, smoking weed, and making weed. That's all Mike Tyson does. Mike Tyson is a weed guy, and that's all there is to it. Straight up, we're done with the Mike Tyson thing. Back to Tyson Fury. Tyson Fury and Ngannou, that will be a mega fight, the biggest fight of all time as far as the world of combat sports concerned. I think it will outdraw any fight that can be put together because we'll combine both markets. And I think the fact that Tyson Fury, of course, and Tyson Fury, he's a gypsy. Let me tell you about these gypsies. They're fighters, but they don't box per se. They have these little boxing matches, but they street fight. And when you're 6'10" in street fighter, yikes, you know? And the other guy's 6'9". Of course, Ngannou's about 6'7", and he's chiseled. So it would be a great encounter. I mean, two athletes going prime to prime, and they are in their prime. Both guys are about in their prime. I think Ngannou's about 35 years old. In the world of mixed martial arts, he has only had 20 fights. So he's about in his prime. And, of course, Tyson Fury, absolutely in his prime right now. Of course, coming off the knockout last night of Dillian White. As far as the heir apparent to Tyson Fury is concerned, Oleg Usyk, the cat from the Ukraine, the former world cruiserweight champion, the man that I thought had no chance, slim and none, at heavyweight, but he's a heavyweight force to be dealt with. I mean, he beat Anthony Joshua. He beat him so bad that Anthony Joshua should be embarrassed and retire. But he wasn't. He won't. Listen, 2012 Olympic gold medalist. I was high on him. I thought Joshua was like the second coming of Frank Bruno. I thought he was second coming of something really significant. Maybe Lennox Lewis. And he wasn't. He just never lived up to the bill. He couldn't take it on the chin. He didn't box that well. You know, at least Lennox, when Lennox's chin failed him, he came up with a defensive style to where guys couldn't hit him. Kept that chin away from people, of course, you know, and Mr. Anthony Joshua knows how to put that chin out there. He tried to get guys like Eddie Reynoso, of course, the trainer of Canelo Alvarez, to train him, and that didn't work out too well. So he's got some substitute trainer now, some assistant trainer is going to take care of Anthony Joshua's training duties. Of course, him and Oleg Usyk will hook it up in a rematch. Expect Oleg Usyk to stop him this time around in the rematch. Why do I say that? Because when you kick somebody's ass the first time, it's a whole lot easier the second time. Very rarely, I mean, unless something was really, really wrong the first time, the second time, you're going to whoop on this dude a little easier. I mean, you got the psychological advantage, you got the physical advantage, you already beat his ass once. The second time around, it's a little easier. So the bottom line is boxing rematches, they usually go with the guy that won the first fight, usually wins like 90% of the time, wins the second fight. Why? Because you've already got the guy figured out. So we've got, get this, Ricky Hatton. I just saw this flash across. Ricky Hatton and Marco Antonio Barrera. Of course, Marco Antonio Barrera, champion at 122 pounds, 126 pounds, and 130 pounds. Of course, he fights with Eric Morales and Nassim Ahmed. Of course, before I mentioned Nassim Ahmed, of course, the king of the UK, man. Nassim Ahmed was a guy. So I said, he sold out that Wembley Arena. Came in on the magic carpet. Larry Merchant didn't like the magic carpet, but it was cool. Larry sometimes doesn't like the cool stuff. Larry's like old school. Anyway, he came on the magic carpet, and that was so cool, and he knocked out Vijani Bungu in about four or five rounds, so it was a good night for European boxing, for UK boxing. We were kicking ass, hanging out with the Rolling Stones, and what I never could understand about the Rolling Stones that night was that they were kissing Puff Daddy's ass. That's Sean Combs. He calls himself P. Diddy now, right? Yeah, P. Diddy. He calls himself P. Diddy now. So they're kissing P. Diddy. I can smell weed. But they're kissing P. Diddy's asses. Ron Wood and Keith Richards are kissing Puff Daddy's ass. And they're, hey, Puff Daddy, hey, Puff Daddy. And I'm saying to myself, why are they kissing this guy's ass? So, you know, so I don't think nothing of it. So I guess about 4 or 5 hours later, I'm at a club. And Ron Wood walks in with Keith Richards. Keith Richards goes into the stall, and Ron Wood stands next to me, and I'm dying there. So, you know, I'm dying to talk to him. I said, hey, man, why the hell are you kissing Puff Daddy's ass? He goes, because he's got the best damn weed, man. So that's where it had it. That's why the Rolling Stones like Puff Daddy. He had the best weed. As far as the undercard is concerned last night, not too many real fights as far as the fights in the UK is concerned. Of course, boxing last week and next week, will be bigger. Of course, we've got the 30th coming up. Shakur Stevenson and Oscar Valdez, a battle of the undefeated for the 130-pound title. Of course, Shakur Stevenson, the 2016 Olympic gold medalist. I believe he's 16-0 now, like 11 or 12 wax. He is considered the betting favorite here, but I think that they might be disrespecting or selling Oscar Valdez a bit short. He's a two-time Olympian himself. He took out Miguel Burchell a couple of fights ago. He didn't look that good against his Olympic nemesis, the Olympic gold medalist from 2016. His name slips my mind, Corrêa, something like that, from Brazil. But the bottom line is he didn't have a good night there. But I think that he's looking for redemption. I tried to get hold of Oscar Valdez 3 or 4 times during training camp. They won't even answer the phone. I finally got his PR lady to answer the phone last week. She says, Oscar says he's not talking to the media until after the fight. Wait a second. You know, these are the people that were with you before, man. So what's going on with that? Anyway, Valdez, a decided underdog, almost a 3-1 underdog, a 3-1 underdog to Shakur Stevenson. Of course, that's a little bit long as far as odds are concerned, but like Larry Merchant told me one time, odds don't matter. If the guy wins, the guy wins. Doesn't matter if he's a 10-1 favorite, a 20-1 favorite, or a 3-1 favorite. If he wins, he wins, okay? And right now, if I was a betting man, where would I be throwing all my money? Think about that. I don't bet on fights. You know that, because when you bet on fights, you lose your perspective, your objectivity. In fact, I found that out one time when I bet on Marlon Starling to beat Mark Breland and Jack Fisk, the retired boxing writer, the godfather of boxing writers from the San Francisco Chronicle. He's been long gone now, about 10 years, but he's a Hall of Famer. And he told me, if you bet on a fight, you can't judge and analyze a fight properly. You just can't do it because you've got this money thing going on it. And I thought he was wrong, but he was right, because the Marlon Starling Mark Breland fight, I thought that Marlon Starling won going away, and they called it a draw or something like that. I think I got my money back. But the bottom line is, I bet on fights in the past, and that sort of stopped me from betting on fights when the retired godfather said to me, listen, man, if you bet on fights, you're going to lose all your objectivity. You won't be able to go on the air. You can't write your columns. You can't be honest. You just can't do it. Why? Because there's money involved. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Check out the WBC Interactive website, WBCBoxing.com. Of course, we've got an interactive website here at Sports Byline. Check it out, SportsByline.com. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Are you looking to start a business? From side hustles to major business opportunity? Franchise 123 connects franchise buyers with sellers. And we have over 4,000 franchises for you to choose from. In one simple 30-second call, our live agents will sign you up to the platform. This is not a hard sales call either. We give you free access to our database. Yes, free access. No cost. We are the largest online franchise database in the world. You can find 95% of all businesses. Buying a franchise doesn't have to be complicated. We make it easy. And right now, some have no startup fees. You can turn your special skill into a franchise business or go full scale with all the top franchise businesses in the world. Sign up with Franchise 123 now and get your free guide to franchise success now. Call 800-433-0539, 800-433-0539, or text Franchise 123 to 63566. Text Franchise 123 to 63566.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
That is the baritone saxophone of the great Stephen Mackenzie Cooper, the funky doctor of Tower Power. Check him out, towerpower.com. Of course, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, the month of April is about over. Of course, Ryan Garcia, winner over Emmanuel Tagoe. No surprise there. Tagoe didn't come to fight, man. That guy should be here. Did they kill him when he went back to Ghana? Did they shoot him when he got off the plane? Because that's what they should have done to him. Remember what they did to Ninoy Aquino? President Marcos of the Philippines shot his political opponent when he got off the plane there when he came back to the Philippines. Well, I thought they should have done that with Mr. Tagoe as far as going back to Ghana, because he didn't win a second. He didn't win a minute. He didn't try. He should be arrested for impersonating a professional fighter in that fight. Of course, Errol Spencer, winner last week over Yordi Ugas. Ugas didn't take that he had that chance to win, didn't want to do it. Of course, Dillian White failing against Tyson Fury last night. Shakur Stevenson on the 30th versus Oscar Valdez. Also on the 30th, this is a mega fight for women. Katie Taylor, the English champion, a lightweight champion, taking on Amanda Serrano. Amanda Serrano, of course, Puerto Rican American. She is like 35 or 35-1. Katie Taylor is undefeated. So these chicks can both crack a little bit. They will fight a little bit. They're going to hook it up at 130 pounds for the undisputed female lightweight titles. That'll be on DAZN April 30th. Of course, DAZN, I'm a big guy as far as DAZN's concerned. If you're a DAZN subscriber, you pay $20 a month. You get to watch all the fights. But as far as DAZN going with the pay-per-view, of course, Dimitri Bivol and Kenny Olivares on May the 7th, they made a deal with me. They said, guess what? If you come to DAZN, you can, for $20 a month, I'll give you all the fights you want. You'll never have to pay pay-per-view. Then about 3 years later, said, guess what? We're humbled now. We made a mistake. We got to charge you like $70 a fight for the pay-per-view, even though you're a DAZN subscriber. Well, guess what? I'm not going to pay the $70. I'll go over to somebody's house. I'll go up to the strip club up the street, something like that. I'll figure something out. But the bottom line is DAZN's not getting my extra $70. So I encourage you to get together as far as a pay-per-view party is concerned. Don't do this one on your own. $80, don't give them the $80. Get like 10 people together, $8 a pop. You are tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide. This is hour number one of two, live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, Channel 217, the cable radio network, Stitcher.com, TuneIn.com, like 1,000 different internet platforms. Bottom line is, this is Ring Talk live worldwide, often imitated but never duplicated. Hour number two coming up after the racist news. If you got something to do for 5 minutes, go do it, because the news is like crazy here.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As the Russian invasion of Ukraine hits a two-month mark, the fight for long-term control of the country continues. Missouri Republican Senator Roy Blunt says that the Russian military's performance has been less than expected, and the United States should change its approach towards Russia as a result.
Frankly, I think, Kristen, it's time Putin began to worry about what we would do rather than us worrying as much about what he would do. And we need to stop saying what we won't do. Mm-hmm. Even if we know we won't do it, there's no reason to ever tell your adversary in a situation like that where your red lines are.
That audio courtesy of NBC's Meet the Press. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin are said to be taking part in meetings in Kyiv today, although the White House not confirming it. This is USA Radio News.
You clean everything else in your house. Why don't you clean the air? It's easy to do with an Eden Pure Thunderstorm air purifier. They're under $200 for a three-pack. You can put one in the kitchen. You can put one in the living room. You can put one in that room that you know you always flush. Go to EdenPureDeals.com. Put in my promo code CLASSIC3 and you'll save $200. EdenPureDeals.com. Discount code CLASSIC3 and you'll also get free shipping.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A huge wildfire in northern Arizona is still burning out of control. As of Saturday, the tunnel fire north of Flagstaff was still only about 3% contained. Fire managers saying strong winds and dry air currents have hampered their efforts to gain control of the blaze, which has destroyed over 21,000 acres of pine forest. Over 300 firefighters are on the scene with three helicopters and 18 fire engines. A court martial is ending in the Air Force's first ever conviction of a general officer. Major General William Cooley was found guilty at an Ohio military Major General William Cooley was found guilty at an Ohio military court on Saturday for one specification of abuse of sexual contact. The conviction stemmed from a 2018 incident in New Mexico where the victim says Cooley forcibly groped and kissed her through her clothes while driving home from a day-long social event. USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie. Have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen.
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Ukraine and Russia are considered Europe's breadbasket. Together, they account for roughly 30% of global wheat exports. This, as inflation hit a 40-year high in February, Supply chain woes are continuing, along with a drought impacting parts of the United States, has American consumers and farmers feeling the impacts. Speaking on Fox and Friends, Kansas wheat farmer Vance Emke weighs in on the changes he's seeing when it comes to wheat price increases.
Well, over the past couple of years, wheat prices have literally doubled. We've gone from $5 a bushel up to 10 and then 12 and then back to $10 a bushel. But never in my life have I seen commodity prices capitalized into our inputs, you know, like land, as rapidly as they are right now.
A traffic stop in Missouri is taking drugs off the streets.
Troopers responding to a crash on a Missouri highway recovered 500 pounds of marijuana on the road. Two people were arrested after troopers determined at the crash site on eastbound I-70 between St. Louis and Columbia whom owned the weed. Edith Daniel Lerma and Gonzalez Acosta were treated for their injuries and then taken into custody for first-degree drug trafficking. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hello? You there in the car. Listen, if I was a cop, I'd pull you over and ask to see your insurance. Woo! I bet that would scare the heck out of you. But seriously, I still want you to get your insurance papers out. Whoa! That's ridiculous! Look, we all have cars. That means insurance. But newsflash, you don't have to pay a fortune for it. What smart people all over the United States are doing is saving hundreds of dollars calling AIS Insurance. Some of you could be saving up to $600 a year. Maybe with an extra $600, you can get your car washed at least once a month. I mean, come on, look at it. Look, my job is to help you save money on your car insurance. So pick up the phone, call AIS Insurance right now. And get your car washed, please. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744. That's 800-756-3744.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide is brought to you by the World Boxing Council, the WBC.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
I am not these bubblegum dudes you're talking to.
Pedro Fernandez.
He will be mine in round nine, and if he makes me sore, I'll cut it to four.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Pylon Studios. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide and WBC TV. Often imitated but hardly duplicated, 37 make that 38 plus years now of knocking out all bums. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I'm ever so modest host. When I say modest, think caps. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion, and I've won some awards for my boxing, so boxing writing. So allegedly, supposedly, I should know a little bit about boxing. But guess what? The average fan, they'll know a little bit more. Of course, they're the ones spending the money buying the pay-per-views, that kind of good stuff. So I opened up the text line just for you, the average fan, at the top of each hour. Here's the studio text line, 415-275-1613. The studio text line, once again, 415-275-1613. Of course, we're hours removed from Tyson Fury knocking out Dillian White, which was expected. Of course, Dillian White had two chances, Slim and none, and Slim was out of town. So, I mean, that was the inevitable, without a doubt. I mean, holy cow, somebody said he was only a 5-1 or a 6-1 favorite was Tyson Fury. That was money you could almost steal last night. It just was almost money you could steal. I mean, Tyson Fury in front of 95,000 people in Wembley Stadium. That was his crowd. He had sparred with this guy before. He was his former sparring partner. I mean, come on, man. It would be like me gangster slapping some guy in a championship fight that I beat up in the gym 1,000 times. And that's what it was. So the bottom line is, was this is an exhibition of sorts for the in-shape Tyson Fury. He came in at 264 pounds. He looked good. His butt is still bigger than his shoulders. Well, you know, can I say, I don't know what to say about that. He's one of those extremely weird athletes. I mean, the guy's 6'9", 6'10", 264 pounds, but his butt is wider than his shoulders. So I don't know what to say about that. Other than the fact, he's undefeated, 32-0-1 now, 25 KOs, a KO and 6 over Dillian White. White falls to 28-3, 19 wax. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on WBC TV and Twitch TV. Coming to you from the Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
Are you looking to start a business? From side hustles to major business opportunity? Franchise 123 connects franchise buyers with sellers. And we have over 4,000 franchises for you to choose from. In one simple 30-second call, our live agents will sign you up to the platform. This is not a hard sales call either. We give you free access to our database. Yes, free access, no cost. We are the largest online franchise database in the world. You can find 95% of all businesses. Buying a franchise doesn't have to be complicated. We make it easy. And right now, some have no startup fees. You can turn your special skill into a franchise business or go full scale with all the top franchise businesses in the world. Sign up with Franchise 123 now and get your free guide to franchise success now. Call 800-433-0539, 800-433-0539, or text Franchise 123 to 63566. Text Franchise 123 to 63566.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
Let my boys harmonize just for a second here. This is the Tower of Power with some chicks doing background. You are tuned to Ring Talk. Beautiful women. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, last night, Tyson Fury successfully defending the World Heavyweight Championship. We've talked about that in depth, of course. The upcoming schedule, we'll talk about next week, of course. Wow, Katie Taylor and Amanda Nunes, Amanda Serrano, I took that back, going for the World Lightweight Champions as far as the females are concerned. Oscar Valdez and Shakur Stevenson going to hook it up at 130 pounds to see who is the champion at 130 pounds. Of course, Stevenson the slight favorite, take that back, prohibitive favorite, 3.5 to 4 to 1 favorite there. I think Oscar Valdez is getting disrespected, but then again, the odds don't count, it doesn't matter who wins. Dimitri Bivol is a 4 to 1 underdog to Saul Alvarez on that pay-per-view ripoff coming off on the 7th, of course, from Las Vegas, live on the Zone. And as I said before, go to a strip club, go to a nightclub, go to a sports bar, go over to Dominic's house, go somewhere to watch his fight. Just don't pay the $70 to do it. I just don't think it's cool. I really don't. As far as the rest of the upcoming fights are concerned, I'm interested in this 154-pound fight. It's a rematch between Jermell Charlo and Brian Castano. Of course, I think it went to a draw the first time around. And Charlo, of course, the brother of Jermall Charlo, the 160-pound champion. If you get confused, I do all the time. Jermell is 154-pounder. Jermall is 160-pounder. Jermall is like 32-0 with like 22 knockouts, something like that. But he's fought a whole bunch of guys like me. A whole bunch of guys like me. I mean, nothing but guys like me. Guys he was supposed to beat. I mean, you have to, in order to climb the ladder to greatness, Errol Spence isn't there yet. Errol Spence beat some guy last week, you know, that sort of like that was in on a fix or some kind of stuff. I'm telling you, like, if I ever, when you're in a fight and you're the opponent, You're not there to win. Everything is against you. The fans are against you. The matchmaker picked you because he thought his guy could beat you. The promoter doesn't want you to win. I mean, the odds makers don't want you when they vote against you. Everybody's against you. And then you get this one little window of opportunity, little tiny crack of a window of opportunity to win, and then you don't jump on it. I don't get it. I mean, you're the opponent. If you don't jump on it when you get that chance, what does that say about you as a professional fighter? They're going to look back at Ugas's career, and they're going to say, look, man, you dropped the ball here. You dropped the ball. This will be his Rosetta Stone, I think, without a doubt, because he had a chance there to upset the apple cart's 5-1 favorite. Of course, talking about Errol Spence, of course, the undefeated world welterweight champion, still, of course, after stopping Ugas. I mean, it was a one-sided beating, without a doubt. But then for that 1 second, that 1 millisecond, Spence was spent. He didn't know where he was. His mouthpiece got knocked out. And, of course, the referee of referees, Mr. Lawrence Cole, was involved. And anytime Lawrence Cole's in a fight in Texas, there seems to be some controversy. Boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer, he's of the opinion that Lawrence Cole is Mr. Controversy. Of course, Lawrence Cole, don't call him Larry. He'll fight you. I mean, he's a little short guy, a little short, fat guy. He'll fight you. If you call him Larry, he'll fight you. I mean, I saw him get called Larry in Japan one time, and he, like, went over the bus on some guys. Like, whoa, for calling him Larry? Yeah, so his name is Lawrence, L-A-U-R-E-N-C-E. So you know what you do? You tick him off in print and put Larry. Oh, I used to put Larry on my column for Flash and Boxing Update magazine. I put Larry once in a while. He would just go through the roof, and I'd see him. I'd go to Texas events, and smoke coming out of both ears because I called him Larry. So you didn't call Lawrence Cole Larry, and you didn't spell his little name L-A-W-R-E-N-C-E, because if you did, he got upset. Straight up, Mr. Controversy, Lawrence Cole, of course, the referee in Texas. Now, as far as the upcoming welterweight is concerned, after Crawford and Spence do their thing, and it looks like they eventually will, I like Virgil Ortiz. I do. I think he's like 18-0 and 18 knockouts, something like that, out of Texas, a Texas-based fighter, Mexican-American fighter. He's got good skills. He can punch a little bit. He's got a good attitude, and I think he's dedicated. He's got some good trainers now, some good new trainers, this and that. So the kid's really got talent, and I like Boots Ennis as well. I mean, Ennis can fight, man. He's out of Philadelphia, and, you know, it's sort of tough to fight out of Philadelphia. And I've talked about this in the past because you have to had Melder Taylor not fought out of Philadelphia, Melder Taylor would have beaten Julio Cesar Chavez in that first fight. He would have. But the Philadelphia mentality of it, I had to go out there, I have to go for the gusto, I've got to finish him, this and that. That sort of worked against Melder because, of course, he got knocked in that 12th round, got clocked in that 12th round with that left hook by Chavez. And then referee Richard Steele said to him, hey, Meldrick, look at me, look at me, look at me. And Meldrick was looking over at Lou Duva, who's standing in Meldrick's corner doing all kinds of crazy stuff over there because he blew his cork that night. And, of course, that's what cost Meldrick Taylor to fight because Meldrick Taylor had been knocked down by Julio Cesar Chavez. He's looking at the referee Richard Steele. But Lou Duva's making all this noise over here. And a lot of times when you're in a boxing gym, they used to train me. They taught me this when I was real early in boxing. If you get knocked down, look to your corner. Well, I never got knocked down until like my 18th or 19th fight, something like that. So I didn't know what getting knocked down was. Okay, let alone look in your corner. But they tell you that's like one of the old fundamentals in boxing. Like, you don't have sex before a fight, and you look to your corner when you get knocked down for guidance. And that. Well, I didn't believe in that. I don't think you need to look to your corner for guidance. You pick yourself up off the canvas. What's a corner going to do for you? Corner never helped me in a fight. I mean, the corner helps when you get back. If you got a little nick on your eye or something like that, or maybe your nose is bleeding. So, you know, maybe a little advice. For the most part, corners really don't play that significant much of a significant role in the world of amateur boxing. But back to Philadelphia. Meldrick Taylor had that I gotta finish him mentality to him, of course, and it cost him. Bernard Hopkins, one of the few Philadelphia fighters that didn't have that type of mentality. That's why I think he was able to fight to the age of like 52 or 53, and he still got his marbles and that. But a lot of guys from Philly, Meldrick Taylor, he doesn't sign his name Meldrick Taylor anymore. He signs it Mel. And you're lucky to get Mel out of him because Mel doesn't talk too well either, okay? 1984 Olympic gold medalist, the pride of the 1984 Olympics. He was a kid from Philadelphia, nice little kid from Philadelphia. Of course, what, 1990, March 1990, he and Julio Cesar Chavez engaged at Mega War at the Hilton Hotel in Las Vegas, of course, on HBO. It was one of the greatest fights of all time, considered one of the greatest finishes of all time. Chavez behind on points, finishing Melvin Taylor in the 12th round. But again, back to the Philly mentality. Had he not been a Philadelphia fighter, I think he would have won that fight because he would have boxed that round and he would have stayed away. He was ahead. There was no sense in throwing yourself into a fire because you didn't need to get burned at that point in time. You were well ahead. But Meldrick had that mentality, and of course, that cost him. Speaking of mentality, Isaac Cruz, of course, the pit bull, the guy that went 12 rounds with Gervonta Davis fight before last, he took about Yoel Gamboa last week. Of course, Gamboa, the former Cuban star, once he was like a champion, I think at 135 pounds, 130 pounds. Gamboa now 30-4, got knocked out. Going to say, the fifth round, he looked like a basketball, just getting beat up and dribbled all over the court. So it looks like Pitbull Cruz says he'll fight anybody at 135, including Ryan Garcia. Of course, Ryan Garcia is sort of going to wait out, I think, the winner of the Devin Haney George Kambosos fight. That fight is done for June the 4th down there in Australia. Of course, they'll sell out that stadium. They'll do like, there won't be nothing like Tyson Fury. Nothing like Tyson Fury. But they'll probably sell out that stadium. Probably sell 65, 70,000 seats down there in Australia, down under for this fight, June the 4th. It will probably be on pay-per-view. Obviously, it will be on pay-per-view. But, you know, Haney, the kid from San Francisco, Dominic doesn't know who he is. Nobody knows who he is. I mean, nobody knows who Devin Haney is outside of Devin Haney's, like, close friends. If you walk down Market Street and he had the WBC belt, they might recognize the WBC belt, but they wouldn't recognize him. Like, it's like, who is the dude carrying the WBC belt? That's what they would be asking. So this is his chance to get off of the side of milk cartons and become a real boxing star. If he can beat Kambosos June the 4th for the World Lightweight Championship. With Kambosos, the undefeated lad, when he beat Lee Selby a couple of years ago over in the UK, Lee Selby, big deal, like beating up me, okay? No big thing. But when he came back and he knocked down Teofimo Lopez in the very first round and went on to light him up like the White House Christmas tree, of course. Listen, let me tell you, the Australian shooter arrested for domestic violence. He beat up on Teofimo so bad that night. And Teofimo said after the fight, of course, I think I won the fight. You didn't win the fight, man. Is he still saying that? Him and his crazy father? Manager of the year. His father was named Manager of the Year. Manager of the Year. He's dancing between rounds. His son's getting his ass whooped. And this guy's dancing between rounds and like salsa dancing, all this kind of stuff, partying, having a good time, telling people in the crowd predictions and that kind of stuff. And his son's getting his ass whooped. This is a guy that you want not only training you, but calling out your managerial deals. He's the one that okays these million-dollar deals. So you got to be kidding me. You want to put him in the same room with Bob Arum, a Harvard graduate, the top of his class in 1958? Come on, you got to be kidding me. Arum against this guy as far as fighting over contracts and money for your kid. These guys, listen, that's why managers are so important. People don't have managers anymore. They think their father's going to be their manager. Listen, back in the days when people like Mickey Duff from the UK, one of the most brilliant boxing managers of all time, Jamil Charde, originally of Morocco, then he went to Puerto Rico. He was tight with Jose Suleiman. They were best friends without a doubt. Of course, he managed some of the great fighters out of Puerto Rico, Benitez, Wilfredo Gomez, people like that. I mean, but managers, they made things happen because they put fights together for you and they tried to protect you because you were their investment, okay? They tried to get you the most they can for the least risk. Now, they don't even want to put up any risk. I mean, for the fact that a lot of these guys are being trained by their father in this net, I think it's a bad deal because there's no median. What I mean by that is the father either lets the fight go too far or he stops it too soon. There's no median because they're emotionally involved. So fighters, fathers and fighters, I'm not big on that. Shane Mosley, speaking of Shane Mosley, I saw his father, Jack Mosley, a few weeks ago at the Ron Ozzie concert down there in Commerce, California. Him and Sam Watson, a premier boxing champions, were looking pretty sharp. They had some ladies on their arms. I don't know if they were misses or something, whatever, but the bottom line is they were looking sharp there at the concert. Sam Watson, of course, Al Haymon's right-handed premier boxing champions. Premier boxing champions, probably the premier boxing promoter today nowadays as far as the world of pro fights are concerned. You've got Barry Hearn and Matchroom Boxing. Of course, they run the Zone. You've got Bob Arum and Top Rank Boxing. Of course, he's got ESPN, of course, along with Frank Warren. But the bottom line is, this guy Barry Hearn, the major promoter in boxing right now, he's sort of a guy that, what does Socrates Palmer say about him? He can't close the big deals. He can't close the big deals. And since he was the premier promoter for DAZN, I got to throw some shade at him for the fact DAZN wants like $70. Get this. Not only do you have to pay for DAZN as far as the subscription is concerned, $20 a month, they want you to pay $70 for the Dimitri Bivol Canelo Alvarez fight, an additional pay-per-view charge. I don't think so, man. That's sort of like, you know, that's sort of like getting to a contract with somebody and you're going to do this and they do this the opposite. There's got to be some type of penalty involved. There should be a class action lawsuit launched by boxing fans. I can't believe they haven't done it thus far. But the bottom line is, DAZN, I'm not giving them any money. Unless I go up to the strip club up the street, Big Al's, whatever they call it up the street. They got the fights up there for $20. You get to watch strippers as well. I'm not into the strippers, but for $20, I can watch the fights without a doubt. Don't want to pay $75 to watch a fight. Why should I have to pay $75 to watch a fight on pay-per-view when you told me I was going to be able to watch fights for free? You ripped me off. I'm not going to be part of it. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check it. You're inside looking to the world of boxing. We'll talk a little MMA after the break. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Take that back. We'll go to Reno, Nevada and bring in Kenny Davis Jr. Promising future up there in Reno, Nevada. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Hey, listen up. Before the weather changes, get new windows in your home and save possibly hundreds on your energy bill. Call the Window Replacement Hotline right now and take advantage of their special savings event. Get your leaky, drafty windows replaced with energy-efficient, beautiful, virtually maintenance-free windows at this year's rock-bottom prices. Our prices are so low, we don't want to scare the competition. The only way to hear about our window savings is to call. Yes, you must call our special toll-free number for the best window replacement prices in town. Get your new windows, patio doors, and more from the Window Replacement Hotline. Get ready for the change in weather. Save on your energy bills. Call right now for tremendous prices on new windows and beautify your home. Call the Window Replacement Hotline now. 800-685-2080. 800-685-2080. 800-685-2080. That's 800-685-2080.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Let's take it to the biggest little city in the world and bring in Kenny Davis Jr., a former a boxer, of course, fighting out of Reno, Nevada. Kenny, how's life treating you, my brother?
Oh, man, very lovely, brother.
That's good. Now, Claire tells me you're a unique young man. You've had some issues in the street, this and that. I'm a former policeman. Life in the street isn't easy, man. I mean, I had to make my decision at one point in time. Do I hang with my brothers and my cousins in the street, or do I go off and be a cop by myself? You know what I'm saying? So decisions have to be made when you're growing up, man, without a doubt, huh?
Yeah, that's correct, man. I came to a point where you're either going to go left or go right. And, I decided to get my stuff together and go right.
is boxing the vehicle, the catalyst for this for you? Is it helping you, motivated you? I mean, are you boxing for as a professional for a living? What do you want to do as far as boxing is concerned?
Oh, man, I'd love to get to the point where, you know, I could get to the point where all I got to do is, you know, train and fight, you know, not have to work, kind of, you know, it'd be awesome to not have to work and you know, give my time to my family and, hopefully get to that point, you know, where...
Not have to work. You know, good Lord, the work in the gym is worth like 10 jobs.
No, yeah. You're right.
You know, the work... I remember.
Yeah, no, man, if, you know, I hope I can get to the point where this is what I do for a living and it pays off and it pays the bills and, you know, puts food on the table.
You know, what's funny, we're talking about the punishment. We're talking with Kenny Davis Jr. at Reno, Nevada, 22 as a professional with a draw. How can I put this? Boxing has been the vehicle, the catalyst for a lot of people to come out of hard times. I mean, hungry people, and you know, Mexican people in impoverished areas and areas and that have been able to fight their way out of the ghetto. I mean, Julio Cesar Chavez, one of the greatest Mexican boxers of all time, if not the greatest, he lived in a railroad car in Tijuana. He lived in like on the train tracks. He lived in a railroad car. So guys have went through hard times in order to climb to the top, man. So who do you have with you? Who's backing you up as far as your career is concerned?
Oh, man, all I got in my corner is my pops.
And Claire.
Oh, man.
You got Claire in your corner. She's like the Rosa Parks of boxing.
That's right. So I got, I got my dad, and then we connected with Claire. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think she's a great person for boxing. I think she's one of very few people who actually, you know, care about the fighters and care about what's going on.
No, me and her both, but she is the White Rosa Parks. That's what I call her, the White Rosa Parks. I mean, she's just a tremendous lady, and, you know, she's taken on some of the despicable people in boxing, and she's taken them on, and she's beaten them. So she's not somebody to be messed with. She's no punk.
Oh, yeah, no, that's facts, man. I told her when I met her, you know, what I really respect is the fact that, you know, it's hard these days for, you know, people to stand up for the right thing and speak up about stuff. And, you know, she stands up for us.
You know, check this out. You fought in the penitentiary. You fought in the West Virginia State Penitentiary. They wanted me to fight when I won some Golden Gloves out here. They wanted me to fight in San Quentin. But I was a policeman at the time. I wasn't going into San Quentin and fighting nobody in the prison. You got to be kidding me. But what was it like for you to go behind bars and fight?
You know, kind of, to be honest, kind of like any other venue as far as, you know, the fight. You know, my mind, you know, we get there, we... you know, I stay calm, I stay relaxed, I stay off my feet. But with the history behind all of that, man, it was the two times that I fought there, it's been kind of surreal, kind of like a dream.
So you fought in this prison twice?
Yes, sir, that's correct. Just recently, April 16th, and then last year, around the same time.
See, I knew I could get Dominic some fights. I have my producer new. My producer's looking for a few fights. I think I'll take him over to that penitentiary and get him a few fights.
Ha, ha, ha.
Exactly. We're both laughing at that one. He's laughing in the other room as well. So anyway, so what do you do besides boxing? You have a 9-to-5 job?
Yes, sir. That's correct. So I'm in the laborers union here in Reno, Nevada. I'm a journeyman laborer.
Cool.
You know, I start work. We start at 7. So 3:30 every day, right when I get out of work, I head home. I got the luxury that my dad built me a boxing gym at his house, and you know, work comes first, and then you know I get my training. Everything's based around that schedule.
You know, I got into trouble in Reno. I did some television up in Reno. And one night I did a Mancini fight, Boom Boom Mancini fight. But the night before the Mancini fight, they said to me, Pedro, what do you think of Reno? I said, well, Reno, I said, where men are men, and so are most of the women, because there was a bowling convention in town. There were some rough-looking broads in town that night for a bowling convention, okay? So I said that, and, like, the Reno Visitors and Tourist Authority, like, they called me on the phone. My hotel phone was blowing up. This was before cell phones. My hotel phone was blowing up. I couldn't figure out what was going on. They were all pissed off about that. So anyway, the next night I went out there, and I stung them a little bit more on TV. So they haven't invited me back. I wonder why.
Yeah, no, we need to.
You catch that? I mean, they haven't invited me. They haven't invited me back, so I stepped on my yang there, not once but twice. Yeah, but you know, I said the bottom line, you know, it is what it is. Anyway, Reno, we want to continue to wish you the very best of success. Do you have another fight coming up soon? You just fought like less than a month ago. Do you have another one coming up anytime in the near future? You have something on the calendar?
Yeah, I got one set for June 17th. And then
in jail?
We're locking in. Yeah, that was going to be in Florida.
Is that going to be in a jail too?
No, I don't. Not this one.
I mean, are you the fighter that has an intestinal fortitude and the stones? I want to use the word balls, but yeah, that's what I want to use. You have, I mean, it takes, listen, it takes stones to walk into a prison and fight somebody, bro.
Yeah, no, especially, you know, my last opponent, you know, he was game. He came to win, and, you know, that... Well, we went to war.
Well, we wish you the very best of luck. We know you got a little title belt on that one. Clara Burke wishes you the best. She's in your corner. So we wish you the best, too, man. Continued success in your future, okay?
I appreciate that, Pedro. Thank you, sir.
All the best. Kenny Davis Jr., of course, Reno, Nevada, wishing the very best of luck. 10-2 as a pro with one draw. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check it. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and MMA, of course. MMA. You know I don't like Dana White. Everybody knows that, man. Everybody knows. He's the pimp of pimps. And listen, me and Dana had a relationship one time, a business relationship, and it was sort of cool, you know. But then he came to me and he said to me, listen, either you take this now or we're done with the contract. So I said, I have a contract with you for a year. So I want you to live up to that contract. He goes, well, I can't live up to it. If I live up to it for a year, you're not going to do any more business with me. So I told him, fine. So he didn't do any more business with me. Bottom line is Dana White's a piece of work. I don't like him. I wish him I don't wish anything ill on him as far as, you know, his health or anything is concerned. But the bottom line is I just don't wish him much success in the world of MMA. I just think he's a big pimp. Of course, in the last couple of weeks, we've seen the World Featherweight Championship. Of course, Volkanovski take out the Korean Zombie. You know, there's nothing really. There's no stars. When they got to recycle the Korean Zombie time and time again, that sort of tells you that Dana's hurting on stars. I mean, I'm looking at his upcoming contract, fights, Jan Blachowicz can defend the lightweight heavyweight championship on ESPN. That's May the 14th. May the 21st, of course, we got back the man, she's a good girl, the preacher's daughter, Holly Holm, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Of course, I called a lot of her fights as both a TV broadcaster and a ring announcer down there in Albuquerque, New Mexico, in that immediate area. But Holly Holm, of course, rose to stardom as a professional boxer. The preacher's daughter, without a doubt, she really is godly and religious. I mean, and she's very religious. Anyway, she, of course, conquered the world of professional boxing, then came over to the world of mixed martial arts. She got into a fight with Ronda Rousey, and everybody thought that Ronda was going to kill her, except me. You know why? Because she could box. I knew that Ronda was not the greatest boxer in the world. At the end of the day, Holly Holmes lit Ronda Rousey up, of course, the biggest upset probably in women's MMA history. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing. MMA, of course, coming to you live on Twitch.tv, Sports Byline USA. There's 1,000 different internet platforms. Bottom line is Dominic's running the show today. We thank him so much. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
It's the fastest growing industry in the world. To consistently cash tickets at the sports books, it's best to be armed with the right plays from the best sports bettors in the business. That's what you'll get at againstthenumber.com. At againstthenumber.com, you'll get specialists with decades of experience betting multiple sports at a high level and many sports-specific packages from the NFL to college basketball to cricket, to soccer, to the European Tour that gives you a consistent edge on the sportsbook. For a highly skilled, reasonably priced team of premium sports handicappers focused on one thing and one thing only, beating the books at their own game. Visit againstthenumber.com.
That's againstthenumber.com.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was.
Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
And now today's Steel Lawn Care tip of the day. One lawn weed can quickly turn to more. Even freshly planted lawns usually inherit weeds and weed seeds. When planting new grass seed, avoid pre-emergent weed controls, such as crabgrass preventers and combination weed and feed fertilizers. These products are designed to keep weed seeds from germinating, but they can work against grass seed in the same way. Target tough weeds with effective spot treatments. And now a word from Steel Outdoor Power Equipment.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real Steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
Candy Maldonado with the hesitation, allowing Jose Canseco to score, and he fails to get Dave Parker at second base.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look in the world of boxing and MMA. A little missed title tape there, without a doubt. Pound for pound, of course, the king of boxing is Saul Alvarez. Canelo Alvarez was the 57-1 with a couple of draws. Of course, the world champion at 168 pounds. Going to defend on the 7th of May, against Dmitry Bivol. Bivol's a formidable challenger. He's undefeated, but he's big. And size matters in two things. Remember, pornography and combat sports. So this is combat sports. So Canelo Alvarez, number one. Now, who is the number two fighter pound for pound in the entire world? Maybe Tyson Fury. I mean, think about that. Never thought that a heavyweight would be like one of the pound for pound kings. But, you know, I mean, put him in any other weight class, and he beats everybody, hands down, without a doubt, let alone the heavyweight. 6'9". The giant gypsy king, give him props. He might be the number two pound-for-pound guy in boxing. Now, Gennady Golovkin doesn't get a whole lot of props. Why? Because of the fact he lost two fights, lost one fight. Of course, Canelo Alvarez, he's 42-1-1, having come off that knockout win over Kaito Murata, the WBA champion, of course, in an IBF-WBA unification match a fortnight ago in Japan. But Gennady Golovkin, 42-1-1, of course, the one loss to Canelo Alvarez, a one draw to Canelo Alvarez, the first draw was a bit shaky. Canelo might have lost that fight. A bit shaky the first time, but the second time, Canelo definitely won the rematch with Gennady Golovkin. Of course, now Golovkin's like 40 years old. He'll be 41 years old probably by the time they fight, but they're supposed to hook it up as far as Canelo and Golovkin is concerned. If Canelo gets by Bivol, that's on May the 7th. If he doesn't, we'll talk about that at that point in time. Terrence Crawford, pound for pound, better than Errol Spence? I think so. Why do I say that? He's moved up in weight. I think the fact that Errol Spence is still in damaged goods in my mind. Of course, he had the retina issues when he got thrown out of that car at 150 miles an hour, drunk as a skunk. Got drunk as a skunk, thrown out of a car at 150 miles an hour. Was a DUI type of thing as far as his blood alcohol content was concerned. He had a $10,000 handgun in the car with him. I don't know what a brother needs a $10,000 handgun for. I don't know what you need a handgun for. Because, you know, remember the last guy that had a handgun? Yeah, Vernon Forrest. Remember what got him? He got shot in the head. Vernon Forrest was a former welterweight champion, the guy that beat Sugar Shane Mosley at welterweight. Of course, stepped up to 144 and was going to fight. I take that back. Beat Mosley at 154. And then, of course, he went and some guy tried to rob him at a gas station. The guy took off at like $15. Vernon Forrest went and chased him with a gun. Vernon never came back. don't need a gun, man. You just don't. Guns are not cool. But why would Earl Spence need a gun, be drunk with a $120,000 car, a $10,000 pistol? I guess he's hung up on material things. Anyway, at the end of the day, without a doubt, Terrence Crawford, I think, will beat Earl Spence when they hook it up for the World Welterweight Championship. Looking at the rest of the pound-for-pound ratings, I think Oleg Usyk deserves to be up there. Of course, the guy was the former cruiserweight champion. From a 200 pounds, moved up to heavyweight and beat Anthony Joshua. I think he'll beat Joshua in the rematch. Of course, they're going to do that pretty soon. As far as the rest of the heavyweights concerned, Deontay Wilder, you know, must watch TV because of that right hand. But outside of that, who do you really want to watch? Luis Ortiz, the Cuban guy? Come on, give me a break. Not too much in the world of the heavyweight division as far as pound for pound is concerned. And Anthony Joshua, I think he'll be done after this next fight. I really do. I think Joshua will get lit up like the White House Christmas tree in the rematch. Of course, Joshua and Deontay Wilder, that'll probably be a fight we can do later on as far as the big money is concerned. The rest of the guys, pound for pound, Gervonta Davis. Got to give Tank his props. 26-27-0, whatever he is, 24 knockouts. Man, a WBA lightweight champion going to take on Rolly Romero in May. Of course, that'll be on pay-per-view, brought to you by Al Haymon and Premier Boxing Champions. But Rolly Romero comes in at 14-0 with like 10 or 12 knockouts. He can fight. He can talk. Davis is the real deal at 135. Davis is the real deal, period. 135, 140, 130. I think he can fight all three different weight classes. But at the end of the day, if he doesn't get the super fights, he will never be the super fighter. They're talking about him being the king of pay-per-view in this and that. Well, let's see what kind of pay-per-view numbers he does if he hooks up with, like, Ryan Garcia. I mean, he and Ryan Garcia could probably do big, big money. I mean, big, big money. Ryan's got 2.5 million people or 3 million people following him on Instagram. In other words, he sells pictures of these people. He sells them pictures. He makes more money on Instagram, he told me for a while. He said for a while than he was making in boxing. So he's making a couple million bucks in boxing. He's making, obviously, big money on the social media network. And this is what he does. He sells pictures of himself. I didn't get that. I was watching some Instagram account of some chick a couple of weeks ago, and she's got it. And I'm saying, where does this chick make all this money? She's selling pictures of herself. So, $30 for the picture, and she sends you the picture digitally, big deal, right? But she's making a lot of money that way. That's why Ryan Garcia makes his money. But Ryan Garcia and Gervonta Davis, I think that would be the ultimate fight at 135. The rest of the top 10, Josh Taylor, I thought, was there until he fought Jack Catterall. Josh Taylor had been the world 140-pound champion about 3 or 4 weeks ago. Jack Catterall, I think he's from Scotland. This was an all-UK type of battle, all-United Kingdom type of battle. But the guy from Scotland kicked a snot out of Josh Taylor. I mean, he beat Josh Taylor so bad, Josh Taylor should have went home and said, Mommy, Mommy, I got beat out of here. I mean, that was how bad the beating was. But Taylor said afterwards, yeah, I won the fight. He didn't win the fight, man. Nobody thought you won the fight. If your mother was honest to you, she would tell you, you didn't win the fight. How do I know that? My mother used to be honest with me. My mother, I think I had 52 fights. And I think she watched maybe 4 of them. That was it. She couldn't stomach it. She used to go out and smoke cigarettes. That's what ended up killing her, the cigarettes. But she was, I'd go to fight, and I see she'd have my robe, and I'd turn around to the corner to say something to my trainer or something like that, and I see Mom walking out of the arena with the robe. Mom, where you going? Where you going? Yeah. She couldn't handle the stress of watching. More power to her, man. May she rest in peace. Now, as far as the rest of the top 10 guys are concerned, do the Charlos deserve to be top 10 pound per pound? Not really. They've got to fight somebody. Of course, Brian Castano is going to fight the smaller Charlo at 154 in a rematch in about a month. I think that should say something about that. As I said, Josh Taylor, not part of the big mix. Dmitry Bivol, I wouldn't consider him one of the pound-for-pound guys. There's not really a whole lot of pound-for-pound fighters anymore. They're just not. I mean, you can put these guys in the slots because the slots are empty, but it doesn't make them great fighters. What I'm trying to tell you is that boxing lacks trainers. They lack teachers. I mean, the Manu Stewart's gone. Gil Clancy to an extent. Gil got his thing across. I wasn't really all that impressed with him because he and I rubbed each other the wrong way, I think. But you know, Emmanuel Stewart was a great trainer. Angelo Dundee, he and I had long conversations. I love it. The fact that I remember I did a show with Angelo at the International Boxing Hall of Fame, and his wife was named Lorraine or something like that. I called her Barbara for the whole show. They didn't correct me until the show was over with. Oh, and I'm doing a show once a week, so it's like another week before I do another show. Okay? But yeah, I think I called her the wrong name for the entire hour. And I'm going, yeah, Barbara, how are you, Barbara? Tell me what's life to be like Angelo's wife and this name. And I think her name was Lawrence. Bottom line, I gaffed that one without a doubt. Of course, the International Boxing Hall of Fame. Now, Gennady Golovkin, Canelo Alvarez, if Canelo wins on the 7th, of course, they will hook it up in a big fight, the third fight. Going to go do that probably in September, Mexican Independence Day. I think it's around September the 20th. If not, they'll do it in November. Now, I was game on the fact that, I was hoping the fact that
for the fact that Canelo would have fight three times this year. I mean, he fought several times last year when the pandemic year, but the fact that, you know, he wanted to fit in three or four fights, I'm game for that because he's at that point right now where he's peaking. He's not going to get any better. This is it. This is the peak. The sun's going to start to set on Canelo Alvarez. It just happened. I mean, his age. I mean, what, he's like, wait, was he 32 years old? No, 31 years old, going to be 32 years old. Age, man. Age and the fact that, you know, you train. I mean, he's been clean. He don't mess around with booze. He don't mess around with drugs, allegedly. I've never heard anything about him. The only thing he's ever done is taken some tarnished meat, of course. And I'm sort of guilty of that myself because I get my meat in South San Francisco at the Tepa Meat Market, which is a Mexican meat market. So if I tested positive for anabolic steroids, it was the meat. Just like Canelo Alvarez. It was the meat. Okay? Anyway, Canelo, the king of boxing, without a doubt. So I'm looking through the rest of this list, man. Crawford, Spence. I rate Crawford over Spence without a doubt. Oleg Usyk deserves to be up there. Callum Smith, I don't think so. Deontay Wilder, I don't think so. Come on. Here's a guy that deserves to be up there, and he probably doesn't get the respect he deserves. Noah Inouye. They call him the monster. He's like 22-0. He's a bantamweight champion, 118 pounds. Of course, he's got every title in the 118-pound division, but the WBC title, of course, that's held by the Filipino Flash of Newark, California. Nonito Donaire. Nonito Donaire. Of course, Donaire and the monster are going to hook it up June the 7th, I believe, in Japan. I want to go so bad. I want to go. If Dominic could buy me an airline ticket, I'd go. I mean, I'm serious. I was looking at some packages, and, you know, you buy a package. You want to go, like, go somewhere. You buy a package. You buy the airfare. You get the hotel. Maybe you get a rent-a-car. Not in Japan. They'll get a rent-a-car in Japan. It's better off just taking the subway around town. Anyway, but the bottom line is I want to go see this fight. I really do. I think it'll be a classic fight at 118. Of course, this is a rematch a couple of years ago. Inouye and Nonito Donaire, of course, Nonito captured the WBC title in stunning fashion about a year ago when he knocked out the undefeated champion. Then he beat an undefeated guy from the Philippines in a title defense. Of course, that sets up the fight, the rematch with Nonoya Inouye. Inouye is the monster, but Inouye got his face broken the last time out. Memories of Keith Rucker when I did it to him. Anyway, broke his facial bones, his orbital bones, this and that. Donaire did in losing a 12-round decision. So does that mean Donaire is going to do better this time around? I don't know. He's 38, almost 39 years old. I mean, age has got to come in and play a point at some point in time, especially when it comes to making weight. I mean, making weight. Imagine, I mean, if they told me to make 139 pounds, good Lord. I mean, that would be up. That was my prime weight. That would be like impossible. But Donaire does it. Donaire's making 118 pounds. Of course, here's a guy that was the 112-pound champion when he knocked out Vic Tarchinian July 7th, 2007, when he knocked out Vic. Of course, Vic, the Australian champion, the guy that had been knocking everybody dead, when he woke up, they interviewed him on TV. This is never a smart idea. Never a smart idea. Don't interview a guy after he's been knocked out because he doesn't know where he's been. So they say, Vic, what was it like to be knocked out? Knocked out? I wasn't even knocked down. Anyway, but 7-7-0-7, that's when I thought Nonito Donaire had reached his peak. And yet, 15 years later, he's still rocking and rolling, the WBC champion, 118 pounds. Of course, the title fight goes down, I think, June the 8th. That'll be a magnificent fight. I want to be there. Will I be there? I don't know, but I do want to be there. Of course, the monster is 22-0. Donaire is now 42-6, of course, the champion, 112 pounds, 115 pounds, and 118 pounds. I think he did win a belt. Did he win a belt at 122? Nobody tried. But at the end of the day, his wife, Rachel, calls the shots. She's a tough chick. I mean, she is. She get in your face. He really was. Little Filipino girl. You know, she doesn't look like she's like, we'll get in your face. She will get in your face. She's working the corner now. She's part of the training team. I kid you not. And when she was first involved in him in boxing, she was like a very formidable foe in negotiations, and she would piss all the men off in the room. She would. I mean, she'd say something like, we want more money. And Bob Arum used to say, and these guys would negotiate with her. They didn't like the, because, you know, they didn't like the fact, they looked down on her because she was a woman, but they looked down on her because they thought she was boxing ignorant. And she really wasn't. She's not a dumb lady. Rachel's not a dumb lady, okay? She's very assertive, very control-orientated. I don't know if I can handle her pushing my buttons, the way she pushes Nonito's buttons, but they work for those guys. So if it works for them, it works for them. If she works in the corner, as I said, Donaire, look at 38 years old. He beats the Filipino last time, Raymar Garbala. Garbala was undefeated 24-0, but he was a has-been. He was nobody before he got in the ring. But before that, he beat Norbina Obal. Of course, Obal was 17 as it, the WBC champion. I mean, before that, of course, he lost to Inouye, and that was in 2019. So in 2021, he had the one fight, won the WBC title, again, in WBC title fashion, defended that against the Filipino in November of last year. So he's 42-6. Inouye is 22-0. That has the prospects of the Asian Fight of the Year. In fact, fights in Asia, boxing sometimes goes once a week at the Korakuen Hall in Tokyo, Japan. And the Korakuen Hall is this little arena, this little tiny arena, like the Berkeley Community Center, something like that. Really small arena. It holds about maybe 1,000 people, maybe 1,000 people. And it's right next to the Tokyo Dome and that big hotel there. Of course, the Tokyo Dome is where Mike Tyson got lit up, got melted down. Iron Mike Tyson got melted down by Buster Douglas back in 1990. So this is where it's all happening. There's a little boxing get-together there. I mean, it's sort of like everything comes together. Of course, that was the place where Don King threw that big sushi party. $500 a head. Said, come on up, Pedro. I said, cool, Don, I'm coming. But, you know, I don't drink sushi. I pissed him off. I don't eat sushi at all. And I don't drink sake. That's what I was saying. I don't drink sake. So I don't drink, per se, okay? So Don's got this thing going on where it's $500, all you can eat, chicks, the whole nine, there's a geisha girls, all that. $500, I don't know if the girls were involved, but it was $500, and you eat all the sushi you wanted and drink all the sake you wanted. I didn't drink, and I didn't eat that kind of crap. I ain't eating that stuff, raw worms. So anyway, I went down on the street and bought some street food, chicken teriyaki, and brought it up there. So I'm eating chicken teriyaki at the table next to Don King, and he's got like this $1,000 plate of sushi, and he looks over me and goes, what the F are you eating? And I said, I went down on the street and got some guts. He goes, what, they got taco trucks over here? And I said, basically, that's what it was. I went down there and got some chicken teriyaki. Man, I paid $500 for you to come over here and eat. I said, Don, I told you I don't eat sushi. I didn't believe you. You believe me now? $500, what can I say? Being Don King, he's still rolling, 90 and a half years old. Of course, turned 90 last August. He ain't answering the phone when I call him anymore. Why? Because I put him on the spot for that last show. That last show was just absolutely not of the Don King ilk. It just wasn't. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. If you didn't know that by now, what can I say? You missed the boat.
Do you love driving, but you don't love your car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. It's easy to refinance your car payment. Just call today to get your no-obligation quote and find out how much you can save. To qualify for a lower car payment, your car should be less than 10 years old, have less than 125,000 miles, and you've made at least 6 on-time payments. Call Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your rate and your payment by refinancing. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. Call today and see how much you can save. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. That's 800-871-9417. Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details. Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. That's 800-693-8290.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Let this song play a while. It's Mary Wells, First Lady of Motown. I was in this room. I went back to Detroit, Michigan. Of course, Motown is located. Motown is Detroit, but Motown Studios are on Grand Boulevard in Detroit, Michigan. I used to go back there and spend some time at the studios. I had some good times with Eric and Eddie, the two funeral directors next door. We told some good stories and smoked a lot of weed together. Straight up, next week, the Battle of the Females. Katie Taylor, 20 and zip, comes with us from the UK, the world lightweight champion. Of course, taking on Amanda Serrano, comes with us from Puerto Rico via United States. Of course, going to hook us up at the Garden. So it's, she's 42-1-1. Katie Taylor is 20-0 with six knockouts. And Amanda Serrano's got 30 knockouts and 42 wins. Now, Serrano is a slight favorite, like a slight favorite. You're like 110 to 105, something like that. So it's really close. Almost a pick-em fight, these two girls. Of course, Jesse Vargas and Liam Smith are going to go next week. Liam Smith, a minus 240 favorite. That's because he's fighting over in the UK. Now, look at court. I had a couple of weeks. Looks like Dimitri Bivol is a plus 340 underdog against Canelo Alvarez. Canelo Alvarez is a minus 425 favorite. Straight up, those are the odds upcoming boxing for the next couple of weeks. Oh, and Oscar Valdez is a 2-1 underdog versus Shakur Stevenson. You've been listening to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Dominic Jimenez has been so kind to come in here and spend some time with me today. I thank him from the bottom of my heart. So next time, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but most importantly, keep your butt off the canvas of life, and don't listen to the news on this network.